not. Why would they ask him that on Hanukkah? Because Hanukkah is the day you remember our great heroes that drove out the enemies. Jesus, are you the Messiah? Are you going to destroy our enemies like they did? Anyway, now, then, I'll make a long story short. Judah the Maccabee discovered we missed Sukkot. Because this temple was defiled, we didn't have Sukkot. What if God doesn't send us rain because we weren't faithful? Let's have Sukkot. But somebody said, it's way past. And they said, we don't care. And they had a late Sukkot. Be like if we missed Christmas due to some terrible thing, and the United States Senate and House of Representatives decided this year Christmas is on March 9. Now, you'd never forget that Christmas. And they never forgot that Hanukkah. But what happened in the interim is because of the link of that Sukkot and the great freedom fighters of the Maccabees, Hoshana, Hosanna, save us, took on a political nuance too. Save us from whom? Our enemies. And the palm branch became the eagle of the Jew, like the American eagle to an American or the maple leaf to a Canadian. And it takes on a political implication, at least. There's one more piece. Shortly before Jesus' time, the Romans come, of course. There's a new temple now that's been restored by Herod. Those people lived where Jesus taught. They're called the Zealots, and their bitterest enemy was the Romans. They lived near the Sea of Galilee on this hillside. We looked at their synagogue 2 weeks ago, if you remember. I told you a little bit about them at that time, but they fancied themselves to be the successors of the Maccabees. And they said the Maccabees drove out the Greeks with the sword, with blood, because they loved God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their might. Our enemy is the Romans. We will do the same. And so in that little town near where Jesus taught, about 7 miles away, grew up a group of terrorists to the Romans, freedom fighters to many Jews, that would you would correspond, if you were a Roman, you would have said Al-Qaeda, Taliban. And these people did everything they could for 100 years to hurt the Romans. Assassination and poisoning of water and hamstringing of horses and burning of supplies and whatever they could think of to do, they did against the Romans. And they took as their symbol the palm branch. And they illegally minted coins. According to Roman law, you could not mint coins. They minted a coin. That's a famous one. It's one of the few of the fourth year of a later revolt. And you notice on the coin is the palm branch. And in Jesus' day, palm branches and hosannas were very political to some people. And they meant kill the Roman, kill the Roman, kill the Roman. Now, eventually, let me do a P.S. Eventually, the Romans showed up. Look at the hole in the wall. Pretty poignant to go there because they left the hole. Never was rebuilt. The Roman army came, knocked that hole in the wall, and broke through. Tens of thousands of Roman arrowheads are found in that area. Hundreds and thousands of ballista balls or catapult stones that were cut for their catapults. Thousands of Jews died. And late one morning, after the Roman army broke in, they had pushed the people of this village, 5,000 of them, Josephus says, to the backside of this mountain. And in their terror, after 100 years of fighting and hating Romans with every fiber in their body, somehow those people decided that it was better to go off the back into the abyss than surrender to the Roman. And 5,000 men, women, and children died rather than face the Romans. Now, that's the zealot Simon the Zealot, one of Jesus' disciples. Peter has a sword in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's thinking zealot. Those disciples, those Galileans, never quite got past the fact maybe Jesus is going to do this with